Hello?
Yeah, hi. May I speak to Dana?
Speaking.
Hi, Dana. My name is Chris, and I'm one of the supervisors here at Local Splash. I believe you had requested a callback from a supervisor. Is that correct?
Yeah. Did she explain to you what she's done?
Yeah, she gave me a brief understanding of it. I just wanted
to
talk to you and just, you know,
here it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. I still don't feel good. I still feel like I need to go to the emergency room. I have very bad anxiety. I get very, very bad panic attacks, okay?
I do as well, so I can relate, yeah.
A lot of my family members deal with you, okay? I have over 10 family members that do business with you guys. And what she's done is very, very unprofessional, okay? It's my mom, my sister, my brother, his daughter-in-law's, his mother.
Oh.
So we give you guys a lot of business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what she's done was not professional at all, okay? She embarrassed me in front of my clients.
Oh, no.
She gave me a panic attack. I was not right. I lost business because of her, because my clients heard that I got a panic attack, fainted, and my clients left. Okay, so I lost business because of her. Her attitude and her tone was disgusting, okay? Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. You might say she wasn't an attitude, that's just the tone of her voice. Well, in your guys' professional work, if you have a tone of voice like that, you shouldn't have had this type of job, okay?
I agree.
Because your tone of voice says a lot to the job that you have. Okay, if you're working with people and you have to sell them things, your tone of voice should be very calm and mellow and understanding. Not, I said, hello, hi, is this Dana? I said, yes, how can I help you? Oh, well, this is Local Splash. I said, yes, I need to talk to you, but I'll be free in 1 hour. What do you need to do? I said, I need to change my address. She says, well, we can't do that without your payment. You know that you're very late on your payment.
Oh, wow.
All of my 5 clients have to hear that?
Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's not right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Very.
Oh.
Okay? So I don't think that was right. And like I said, it traumatized me because it got me in a state of shock. If you know what panic attacks are, you know that when things get like that, they shock you. God forbid, I don't wish them on my worst enemy, a panic attack. And what she's done was, oh my God, it was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
Her tone of voice, the weight, no, I'm sorry. But where I come from, if you have a line of business, no, you don't have an attitude like that or a tone of voice like that. She embarrassed me. I lost business because of her. It was terrible. And then she says, I'll give you 2 weeks for free. No. I think, I could stop my whole family from working. And, all right, I have a $150 plan. My family pays thousands and thousands of dollars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I could have all of them stop. So I'm not going to take a 2 weeks for free when I lost business, number one. I still don't feel good. I still feel like, I still feel embarrassed. How am I even going to face those clients? I'm supposed to be professional over here, and then I got someone telling, oh, you're very late on your payment. We don't work like that until we get the payment. That was not nice.
Yeah, I agree. I wanted to personally reach out to you. I read the notes on the account. I haven't really spoken to her. She took the rest of the day off. She wasn't feeling well herself, and you know, I could see why. I mean, if she caused that to you, then I could just imagine. So I do apologize for what happened there, and I want to make things right. What I can do is I can have a service credit for you to, you know, kind of get you in for that last month payment. I know it's a little overdue, and then get you your next payment to be obviously next month. So we can do that for you. I do apologize for
I need to switch my address on my business.
Okay.
And I think that I deserve some sort of like a upgrade or something, you know, to be more advertised or something.
Okay. But what
I I need to get back clients that I lost because I did lose clients because of her.
Okay. All right. Well, as far as your current account, I believe we're promoting your website, which I can see. It's a pretty nice site. Love it. And we're doing the local SEO for you. I can see what I can do about, you know, talking to the customer service department. I'm only in charge of the revenue department, which is, you know, upon initial, sale. And I can see what I can do for you. I can talk to them for sure. But as far as getting your credit for last month, this month, I can make it happen for you. So that's fine. my question to you, excuse me, I know I'm a little sick to myself, so I do apologize for that. One thing I did want to mention to you is, for future billing, is this still a good card on file to have for your business? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
I need you guys to call me and tell me when the bill is due, so I can just turn my card off.
Oh, turn it off. You mean turn it off?
No, I turn it on because I keep my card on off.
Because there's so many Amazon Prime.
Netflix.
Tell me about it.
And all that crazy stuff. Yeah.
I get it. Okay. Well, here's what I'll do. I'll note the account. I'll have the customer service department reach out to you so we can get your address changed for your Google Business Profile. I'll put in the service credit for you for last month to waive that that payment of $149. The next payment will be due next month, which would be January. So I'll put a note to contact you before January 24th when the next payment will be due. Upon the call with the customer service team as well, I'll put notes to see how we can do to upgrade you to get you some more exposure online. And then we can go from there. Does that sound fair to you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, hey, I do apologize for what happened. I wish you, that you have some rest. I know that you lost some customers there, and we don't want any of our clients to feel the way that you feel. So I do apologize for that and hope you feel better. I'll take care of these things here for now, waive your payment for this month, and then, obviously get you set up for next month, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
And when would I be getting the phone call to the
address? You're going to get the call back. We can do Monday. Would Monday work for you? What time will work for you best?
Afternoon is best for me.
Afternoon? Any specific time? So that way, we're not catching you at a bad time.
Anytime late in afternoon.
Late in the afternoon? Okay. I'll note and we'll give you a call in the afternoon on Monday, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You have a good rest of your day. Okay.
Bye-bye.